1-800-989-0089.
Well, we have conferences throughout the year around the country, and I would love to see you make plans to come. It's really a wonderful time to spend, even with your family and friends. It's just plain fun. So make plans to join us. I would love to see you there.
Don't miss your chance to see Joyce live in Louisville, Kentucky, April 23rd through the 25th, with worship led by Israel Houghton. All sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience providing counseling from a Christian perspective. He specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
When the water level rose, the first thing that was destroyed on the earth was flesh, the flesh of men. You know, those that didn't believe concerning the ark, didn't think it was going to ever rain, didn't know what rain was. They were unbelievers. They were ungodly. They were wicked. Their imaginations were evil continually. These people, because they didn't believe, when it started to rain, then they started to panic. That's why God told Noah, Noah, once you get into the ark, I'm going to close the door. That's what he said. See, God closed the door. It can't be open. Now, had Noah closed it, they might have got up in there with him. But God said, no, I'm going to close the door, Noah. So ain't nobody getting up in there. Nobody's getting up in there but the ones that I put in there. See, the ark is really a symbol of the church. But now what happened? The water level started to rise. And the first thing, you know, people probably climbed into trees and climbed up on rocks and tried to get on high heels and all kind of things. But the water level kept rising till all flesh was drowned. But it didn't stop there. The water kept rising. Now think about it. The fountains of the deep are broken up. It's still coming up out of the earth and coming from heaven too. Then all the hills were covered. Hills represent something. Hills represent people in power. After the hills were covered, it says the high mountains were covered. All the trees were covered. All the high mountains represent authority, nations. All of those were covered. And then everything was so covered with water that the fowl of the air had nowhere to land. So the fowl were killed, all that weren't on the ark. So everything was destroyed. But now my point, I want you to see this, how God transitioned them and how he destroyed the old was through the water level rising. Amen. You see, sometimes people are trying to fight the devil. When really all you really need is for the Holy Spirit, the water level in your life to begin to rise. In other words, you just need to give yourself more to God. Amen. You don't have to worry about all the enemies you face, all the struggles you have, all the people that are against you, all the opposition. No, let the water level rise. See, when it rises in your personal life, the first thing it's going to do is destroy your flesh. When the Holy Ghost has you under his control, you ain't fighting folks. You don't have time to fight people. You ain't got time to get into arguments. You ain't got time for that petty stuff. You ain't got time to carry bad attitudes. You ain't got time to be talking evil about people. You don't have to worry. The water's taking you over. And the first thing is going to destroy your flesh. Everything that's not in God is going to destroy it. So understand that principle. Let the water level rise. See, when the water level rises in us individually, then something happens in us corporately. But see, if the water level's only rising in this side, then the boat gonna tip over. It's gonna start listing for you know we got water coming in that ain't supposed to be in there. You understand? if I can use that analogy, but we all need to allow the water level to rise in us corporately. And stop, tell somebody, stop waiting on somebody else. Paul wrote to his son Timothy and said, Timothy was in the midst of people getting killed in Ephesus. He was a 17-year-old pastor, to my understanding. And people were getting martyred, killed all around him. And he's trying to pastor in Ephesus. And Paul wrote to Timothy and said, Timothy, you've not received the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Look at somebody and tell them, your crises will identify you. You really don't know who you are till a crisis comes. Hello? I got quiet in here. I said, you really don't know who you are till some opposition has tried you to see what's going on the inside of you. If you can stay your course, if you can hold still in your Jordan while the water is flooded, and God told you this, but ain't nothing happening yet. What's happening? It just ain't happening right in your face. It's happening somewhere else. And if you stand still long enough, you're going to see all of a sudden the water going to start going down. Are you understanding? So we have to let that water. It's the Holy Ghost. God knows how to bring us. God knows how to deal with us. Amen. Just tell somebody again, just let the water level rise. Don't fight the word of God. Don't fight the spirit of God. Learn to yield. Even like the man that brought his son to Jesus, and he was struggling with his faith. He said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. I got stuff in my head, Lord, that tells me this stuff don't work. This ain't real. But Lord, help my unbelief. Help me, Lord, where I'm weak. Help me where I'm not believing. Help me where I'm struggling. See, some people are too proud for that. They just try to hide stuff rather than really repent. See, you can't hide anything from God. You can fool people, but you can't fool God. And if you keep trying to fool God, you're going to find that your life gets on hold. But when you really fall before God and say, Lord, here I am, naked but not ashamed, because I know you care for me. I know you'll fix what's ailing me. You'll break me where I need to be broken. See, we need to be broken in all the right places. Some places you don't need to be broken, but there's some places you need to be broken. Your sinful pride needs to be broken. I said your sinful pride. Not the pride that is good pride. I'm talking about your sinful pride in all of us. But you got to be in that place where you can humble yourself to God's dealings in your life. Ask the person beside you, can you be strong when God deals with you? Amen. Not being critical of this generation, but you know, just people today are a rare breed. You know, people talk about old school, but some old school things are good. So some things from back in the day, I ain't never letting go of. Because some stuff today is just so full of fluff and so full of superficial stuff, and it's not real. It won't hold water. It won't last. It won't stand in a day of evil. It can't resist temptation. But yet it's trying to be God. Our God is not weak. He's able to keep us from falling. Amen. I said, God is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless. But we live in a day where everything is so watered down. You know, even commercials, they make stuff look good on TV. But if you buy it, you say, what? That devil to trick me again. And in the small print, no refunds, no money. You can't get your money back. Flesh. In other words, in Noah's day, the waters prevailed. In our lives, if we're going to transition, if God is going to do something fresh, something new in our life, the waters must prevail. I know, I'll be honest and transparent. There are times God has had to deal with me, and you know, he couldn't get to me right away. You know what I mean? I was listening, but I wasn't listening. It's like, you know, yeah, I'm hearing you, but yeah, I don't know. You know what I mean? You come on, be honest. Don't look at me like I ain't saved. I'm saved. Amen. But there are times it's like, all right, Lord, I know what you want, but you know. Amen. And so God, being the patient type of father that he is, He's working with us. He's not just going to beat you down. He'll work with you and he'll dismantle all of that. Because, see, he knows your heart is toward him. See, you'll deal differently with someone who you know their heart is toward you versus someone that is just defiant and want to do you in or do you wrong and don't care what you think. Am I right or wrong? You know, even though they may be wrong, their heart is still toward you. Okay, we can work. See, whenever God sees repentance, he can work with that. But when he sees somebody trying to hide stuff and, you know, just keep on going and you know, pride, you know, standing behind their pride. Okay, something has to happen there. But see, God knows my heart, even when I struggle with stuff. And I know this is what God wants, but Lord, I ain't there yet. You know, but Lord, you know my heart. And I'm going to continue to pray. I ain't going to try to hide it in prayer. I'll bring it before God. Here I am, Lord. Come on, have patience with me. Lord, extend your hand of mercy here till I can get through this thing, till I can break this chain, till I can get my mind right. Come on, God will work with you. Amen. He'll extend grace to you when your heart is there. Amen. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Amen. Now, in breaking bondages, we're going to take a look into the example of Israel coming out of Egypt. It were three phases. They had to come out of Egypt. They had to make it through the wilderness of immaturity. And then they had to learn to conquer in Canaan. So they had to come out of the bondage of Egypt. Now let's take, we know this story, but I want to give you some points today as we get into this series on transformation, on how God dealt with them. Now, let me say something. These folk were in bondage for 400 years. You're talking generations, 8 generations, maybe 10 generations. They were in bondage. The only leadership they knew were the hard taskmasters. Slaves don't even have any rights. Slaves are not... They really have no family. You understand what I mean? They're slaves. There's no family structure. All they knew was hard taskmasters. It got so bad that when the Pharaoh came that did not know Joseph, he said, destroy all the male children that are born to these Hebrew women. Cast them into the Nile. In other words, he felt like, okay, if there are no males, there'll be no revolt. Because, you know, the women ain't going to get no swords and stuff and try to revolt. The men, so destroy all the men. Kill all the men. And just so happens, see, the devil was trying to put his plan in operation right at the time God was raising up the deliverer. See, because they were still doing the genocide when Joshua and Caleb were born. It started during Moses' time, but they were still killing. But Joshua and Caleb were spared too. See, God was setting up deliverance. But my point in kind is this. These people, the only leadership, only rulership they knew and governance was hard taskmasters. All of a sudden, here comes Moses on the scene. Look at somebody tell him, Moses got his work cut out. You see, people bring things to church that are their experience. Amen. I'll just be honest and transparent with you. When people come from other churches, they bring other experiences.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in our new series entitled Transformation Part 1, Breaking the Bondage. When you are disobedient, you open the door for the enemy to come in. Genesis 7 verse 11 says, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. Due to the disobedience of man, the windows of heaven opened and the rain fell. When God is about to shift everything, the water level rises. God destroyed the old by allowing the water level to rise. The flesh was the first thing to be destroyed when the water level rose. Your crisis will identify you. You must stand still long enough. Don't fight against the Word of God. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free